aren't the mountains to pray, sir. You don't come into the world to enjoy yourself as like a relaxation.
Satan runs the world and church. Repent, not perish.
Here, I'll turn around.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys. We're going to...
You know this is Satan's kingdom?
Satan's kingdom.
Hopefully be a witness there.
You can't be a witness as you live like the world. Jesus said, come out of the world. Go into the world and preach like we're doing, but you got to come out of the world. James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God if you're like the world.
Yeah, well, I'm not like the world, but we're in it. We're in it. We're not of it.
But you actually look just like the world, and you're entertaining just like the world, right? Do you belong to a church system?
Yes.
Which one, sir?
Church of God.
Church of God. Did man invent that? I believe he did. It's a denomination. Why would you follow man instead of Jesus? The same reason you're following the world?
No, we're following
Jesus. No, to follow Jesus is to obey him, sir.
Well, what are we doing that's not obeying him?
You want to tell him, brother?
I'm not over here.
Coming out of the world, being fully a separate set apart.
Separate up.
The kingdom of God because of
you. Can't be a witness if you're separated from the world. Jesus was.
We're talking to you.
We're talking to you. We're outside of the world.
Well, I'm talking about Jesus. He went to the synagogues. He went to places where they wanted to stone him, you know, but he still preached the kingdom of God. He came to save the world. You believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten
Son. Yeah, what's the gospel? Walk through the gospel.
That's the gospel.
Yes. How do you find eternal life?
Through Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, God, except through me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's next, brother, do you think?
Yeah, how do I apply that to my life? Like, if I know that Jesus died for my sin, is that all I have to do is just believe that Jesus died for me?
No, you got to live for him.
Right.
You have to confess it.
Yeah, you live for him and do what he wants you to do. 10 commandments, love thy neighbor. The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, spirit, mind, and body, and your neighbor as yourself. We're supposed to love everybody, sinner or non-sinner.
How do we love our neighbor?
Huh?
How do we love our
neighbor? Treating them nice, helping them when they need help. If a sinner has a flat tire, we can help them. God didn't make no distinctions. He healed everybody. He ministered to everybody.
Isn't the love of God when we keep his commandments? And if our neighbors are in sin, or if our neighbors are on the path to destruction, wouldn't
like
it be
this.
Wise to call them out of the world, be holy, separate, set apart, be a witness, a testimony to them?
Right. Let your light shine before men, that men could see your good works and glorify your Father's in heaven. You shine the light by doing good works, and then if God opens the door,
that's preaching
share,
the gospel.
Yeah, then you tell them about Jesus. Sure,
but you can't go in and be like the world and pretend to preach the gospel. You're going to go in there and call them out of there.
What is so bad about going there and getting on a ride and
gluttony,
having a hamburger?
Idle time, not redeeming the time. Dressing like the world, musical shows that are carnal and worldly that you're uniting to with your money.
I'm not going to go to hear something.
But you're united to it, sir. Are you not united to it?
Well, we're united by being here. You know, we're promoting.
We're standing against it, sir. Hasn't your pastors taught you that you got to be born again by the gospel, and the fruit of that is holiness and obedience? And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. They're not of the world. You're of the world.
No, we aren't.
You are. Well, your house isn't in order. Your women are to cover their heads. Well, your house isn't in order, sir.
What denomination are you?
Did you know that, sir? Did you know also that women are supposed to listen while the men reason in the Word of God?
In Corinthians.
Does she teach in the body?
What? No.
Why is she teaching now?
I just want
Why is
to
she ask? She's supposed to ask husband's
ask
questions. We don't belong to a denomination, sir.
Okay.
We've come out of a man-made religion. Do you know why? In Mark 7, Jesus said, what do you say in Mark 7, brother?
It voids your worship of God if you teach the traditions of man as commandments of God.
Yeah, which the Church of God does and all the other ones do. Christmas, Easter, all of the worldliness linked to Jesus.
Okay. Well, you see,
we love you, sir. We're just telling you the truth.
What you see as worldliness, we see as, you know, that God is...
You're not going in there. Where's the gospel card you're going to hand out?
My mouth. If God opens the opportunity.
So we're going to see you preaching in there. If I went in there and preached, they'd throw me out in 30 seconds. They don't even want us to do this. You want to see this? Watch this. They told me that's against Homeland Security standards. And guess what? I'm doing it anyway because it's not a law. It's just a suggestion. Look at that, sir. You're telling me you're going to go in there and preach when I can only do that. You can't be serious, sir. I think you're deceiving yourself.
Okay. We're going to think about what you guys...
Yeah.
You guys
did you take a gospel card? At don'tperish.com, we've got thousands of articles for free that expose the man-made Sunday church system, expose you being of the world, and that calls you out in love to follow Christ, okay?
All
Test yourself, sir. We don't want you to, you're going to lose your soul following the world. And if you're entertaining yourself here, it's carnal and fleshly. And Romans 8 says you can't please God in your flesh. This is all a big flesh mess.
But see, that's what you think it is.
That's what the Bible says. Pride of the life, lust of the eyes.
We're not lusting and we're not prideful.
Lust of the... Why are you here?
To get strawberries.
You can get those at Walmart and they're a lot cheaper. They want $5 a pint. Walmart's got them for $2.50.
Well,
you're supposed to use the Lord's money with frugality. Repent, folks. We love you. Come out of the world. Turn and seek the kingdom of God.